Farm Network.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Andy Brownell on this Saturday morning with, of course, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good. Good, good, good.
All right. Well, what's going on out there?
Well, you know, I've been telling people when I go into the listing appointments, yeah, better price it right because things are sitting. And I picked up one of the articles that I pulled out for today's show, and its title is Low Turn, Slow Burn. Housing market kept sales down in July. Mm. And it says existing home sales fell 1.7 from June to July. 1.7%, which is on pace to match last year's rate. But one bright spot is that affordability improved nationwide, according to the National Association of Realtors. So and that's good.
Yeah, but it's interesting that that kind of matches what happened last summer.
Isn't that something? And I tell you, I just had Brian pull my numbers, and our team is up 12% from this time last year. So we've had a fantastic year. And I know that we do live in a market, you know, all these things we read, all these statistics we hear are always based on the national real estate market. And we live in a place where people do tend to move in and out of more frequently than a lot of areas.
That's for sure.
And so that's a plus if you're a realtor, of course. But I will say that I was having a conversation yesterday. We had a really difficult closing, and it was because it was a not friendly divorce. And it's just never fun, right? And one of the closers said to me, why have there been so many difficult files lately? She said, it seems like everybody's either selling because somebody died or somebody's getting a divorce. And I said, well, think about what you just said. In a market where people don't feel it's financially beneficial to move, what are the things that are going to make them move? Typically sure. A divorce or a death, you know, and in our case, a lot of positive things like new employment. And of course, in every market, when people's families grow, then they'll often want to buy a house too. But to that point, they are staying a little longer and getting a little less comfortable before they make the plunge just because of, you know, doubling their interest rate or whatever else they're dealing with.
Yeah, you go back to that pandemic. We're still paying the price for it. Yeah. It's amazing.
But the home prices are continuing to rise. So that continues to be a benefit to the sellers who continue to build equity. So everybody's like, oh, now it's a buyer's market. Now the buyers come in with so much negotiating power. Well, they're negotiating against the equity that you built pretty rapidly. So it's sort of like the stock market. It's just a number on paper until it's time to cash in. And then we see what the timing looks like to see how you do.
And it also goes to show that the whole interest rate and equity thing are tied close together. You were able to gain all that equity during that hot market due to low interest rates.
Right. Yep.
And then when you have the higher interest rates, of course, then you're more or less locking in that equity because things stabilized.
I got a random text from one of the lenders that I use often yesterday, and she said, hey, just wanted to let you know, I just locked someone at a jumbo purchase at 5.875% on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Wow.
Exactly. So it's not all gloom and doom, guys. It's all about getting in touch with the right lender at the right bank institution that has the right products to help you win. And I know those people.
And I've met a few of them through you.
Yes, you have.
And you've told me in the conversations with them and you as well, you don't know the answers until you ask the question. So if you're assuming that the rate for you is going to be this rate and you're not acceptable to you, you may be completely wrong.
Right.
With your circumstances.
Or the amount that you need down, or how much your closing costs are going to be, or all those things. There's a lot of, what do I
variables?
Want to say? There you go. That's the word. Thank you. A lot of variables. I like how you can finish my sentences, Andy.
Oh, there you go, Robin. But I mean, that's it. You have people who, in this market, are, I think, frozen in place because of what they read in the headlines.
All right, so let me go to something positive. I'll read this little paragraph here on homes more affordable than last year.
Okay.
So even though mortgage rates and median home prices rose in July, affordability improved across the country. The index reached 103.3%, the NAR's Housing Affordability Index reached 103.3 last month, which was up from 98.3 in July. The biggest gain of 2025. The biggest gains were seen in the West, up 7.3%, and South, up 6.1%. The Midwest saw affordability improve by 4% year over year, while the Northwest inched up by 1.5%. But hey, if things are getting more affordable, that's a good thing.
Right. I don't know how it could be a bad thing.
Right. And that's why sellers are saying, oh, yeah, because they're getting better prices because they're not paying what we're asking and we're paying their closing costs. And well, that's true. To some extent, that's only if you're asking at the very high end when houses are selling at the low end. There's always a range. You know, when I come in, I always say, this is the very aggressive price point. If you want to be aggressive and get this thing sold fast, this is like, if you push it past this, you're dreaming. All right. So this is your price range. You tell me, you're the homeowner. You get to make the call. Where do you want to price it? And so those ones that are pricing it at the high end of the range, they are finding people coming in and asking for closing costs or asking for some money off, while those who are pricing it at the aggressive bottom end of the range are the ones that are getting it sold in 14 days, 18 days, and getting, you know, 98, 99, 100% of what they're asking.
So it's just how you want to do it, right? If you're willing to wait.
It's a price war. And a beauty contest, right? We got to be the best one out there for the price.
And that means take care of all of that stuff that you wanted to be taken care of but didn't have time to take care of.
Exactly. So, Gino, you never got it done for your benefit, but now do it for the benefit of the next owner.
And that's where you can come in, because you've told me this before. You can come and talk to folks and look at their property and say, okay, it needs this. If you spend this much money on, you know, flooring, paint, whatever it may be, this is what you can expect to get back, right?
Yeah. And I just did that this week. And I think it was somebody probably that listens to us on this show, because they said, we feel like we already know you, but they've been in their house since they built it in 1991. So I happen to know off the top of my head that's 35 years, because that's when my daughter was born. But anyway, they've lived in it the whole time. They said, we're so out of touch with the real estate market and what do we have to do to sell? And do we start first by buying first, or how do we map this whole thing out? So we just need your help. So I sat with them for an hour and we just talked through the whole process, put our plan together, you know, put a plan in action, and they felt so good and they were so glad they called. And we went room by room telling them what things they do have to do, what things they don't have to do, you know, where the range would be for pricing it, telling them, you know, if you want to be aggressive, go here, all of that. And they said, oh yeah, we do, because we want to sell it first and then we want to buy something. So they've decided, instead of going out and buying something and trying to come in with a contingent offer, they would rather just sell their house. And then I said, okay. And I mean, there's lots of inventory, so we should be able to find something, so I don't feel nervous. And I guess our backup plan would be short-term rental, and we can help you with that as well. So we've got a plan.
As you said, too, when you have that equity, you can go out and find that home. And essentially, you're largely paying cash, right?
Yes. If you've got the equity, you can just do a bridge loan. I had a closing yesterday. That's exactly what they did. They had the opportunity to move next door to their kids and their adult kids. and the kids wanted them there and they wanted to be there. And I told them, I actually brought tears to my eyes at that closing because I said, smartest thing I ever did was build a house across the street from my parents, you know, back in 2005. So 21 years ago, because I got to live as their neighbor for the last, well, I guess 17, 18 years of their lives. And I'm so grateful for that. There's just no money can buy that, right? It's like, it was just very satisfying to have them right there and to spend so much time. I said, I get that, like, these particular people live in Rochester and so do their kids, but it's across town. So it's not as easy just to jump in your car and drive over to sit at the table. But if you're just doing nothing and you want to just walk across the yard, it's very easy and you do it much more often. You share meals together. You run errands together. I mean, take it from someone who did it. It's awesome.
Well, you helped my son buy a place two doors away from mine. So
and you love it, right?
I do. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely great. So I just think that is a decision and we're seeing it. You know, we've talked about this a few times, how families are just pulling together, sometimes in the same house, just to, you know, doing these multi-generational homes just to share expenses and to be able to afford when things are less affordable. So, you know, you guys get this level, we get this level, or you get that wing, we get this wing, or we just all share the space. I actually have a family that I've helped lots of times. I've helped the mom and dad sell a house so that they could build a new house. And then I helped the daughter sell a house so she could move into a new house. And then I helped them sell that house so they could move into yet another new house. And then I helped the son sell a house when he got divorced. And then ultimately the son and the parents built a new house together that is like two houses in one. It's gorgeous. It's just great. And they can be completely separated, and then they have a place where they can come together and be together. It's really nice.
What was old is now new again.
Yep. Bringing families back together, maybe for different reasons, but maybe not. You know, it was always kind of to help each other out, maybe help raise the kids, help cook the meals, all the things. But, you know, it always, there's power in numbers for sure.
All right.
If you get to kick the people, well, time to break. Okay. Shut up, Robin. Shut up. Stop yakking.
Okay. We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And Robin, we were just talking about the multi-generational trend returning to what used to be commonplace.
Yeah.
You look at the size of these homes.
Oh, yeah.
And they just naturally lend themselves to a multi-generational
exactly.
setup.
Exactly. And the idea of having more than one party help take care of the lawn and take care of the house. Because it's not like, oh, mom and dad are moving in because they're 80 and we need to take care of them. Wait a minute, I shouldn't say that. They're 100 and we need to take care of them. There's a lot of 80-year-olds out there that could take care of me. So,
especially on the pickleball court.
Yeah, no kidding. So bottom line is that they're not necessarily moving together because one party needs to be cared for, you know. I mean, that happens, sure, but it's more about let's just come together to spend our time together, to be together and, you know, do all the stuff together. So it's cool.
I imagine that you have inventory out there that you have access to, that if somebody were interested in pursuing that, you could help them out.
Absolutely. And literally, there is a lot of land in Rochester to sell. So it's a great time to pick up a lot. And maybe even if you're not going to build immediately, hold on to that to build in the near future. A lot of the lots in the neighborhoods do not have restrictions as far as when you have to start building.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that used to be a big deal.
Right.
You had to talk about restrictions and rules. They're trying to loosen up things like on a national level, the government is trying to give more power to local governments. It's the 21st Century Road to Housing Act. And it's basically trying to give local communities more power and tools to tackle housing challenges in a way that would fit their market. You know, instead of the government having a one size fits all federal mandate. And I think that will help as well. So things like, rather than prescribing local land use decisions to a higher legislation, maybe it becomes more of a local community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it makes a whole lot of sense. And I mean, the good news is there are people out there, even if it doesn't feel like it to the common household, there are people out there trying to figure out what can we do to make more housing available that's affordable for more people and to keep the American dream alive of, you know, the dream of homeownership alive, right?
Yep. And by taking those decisions, this is just me philosophically, and putting it in a more local setting, some local government or commission, that makes them more accountable to the people who are affected by their decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a suggestion or you have a complaint, you can actually take it to a real person.
Exactly. Or better yet, you can try to get involved and be that person on those commissions that make those decisions. So yeah, I think putting the power in the hands of the people is a good idea.
And plus, time and time again, I read these reports about how much of the cost of a new home is due to some government regulation. Mm-hmm. Some of these regulations are very worthwhile, but some are rather questionable.
Yes, exactly. Since I'm on the path of good news, I'll just give some more good news, all right? So I quote Lawrence Yun a lot. He is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, and he said that looking at the data, just year to date, existing home sales, and this is nationally, are up 2.4%. And he says that home sales have been remarkably stable even amid the rising mortgage rate environment of the past few months. So it's not as gloom and doom as some people are making it sound. Like I said, our numbers are up 12% year over year. We're busy.
And it's still your bumper sticker statement. It is the bank account you live in.
It's the bank account you live in. So it's like people want a healthy bank account. They want to have that opportunity to continue to build wealth for their life and for the generation behind them. And real estate is a great tool to do that.
And you're living in it while you're doing it. That's the best part.
And you're living in it. Yeah, at least for that primary house, for sure. It's like you got to pay to live somewhere. So why not make a great investment and let that money grow?
And you've talked about all this equity that's out there. It's an amazing,
oh my gosh.
And you, that's one thing you can use that equity for is additional real estate investment.
Yes, yes, yes. I keep telling my son, get your house completely paid for. So you've got this big chunk of money that's just sitting there for each year when you want to buy your next investment property. You've got money to take to use to do that. And it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, you will buy a house and maybe just break even because you're going to have to do some work to it. And some months your renters won't pay, or you're going to have to sit in between renters because you got to clean it up. But as long as you're making a smart plan and you're trying to balance it out so that the income that you have coming in from the rents are paying your fixed expenses, you're still making money because you're still building equity. And I said, down the road, when you're ready to sell it, you'll have a big chunk of money to either buy a few more or do something else with it. So it's just a smart way to go.
I know a few people. That's their entire retirement. Yep. That's what they did. And they... And you know what, Robin? They're doing really well.
I can name 6 Mayo Clinic physicians who I've sold homes to, who I now sell a rental property to on average once a year. All of them. Yeah. They're building their portfolios for sure.
All right, Robin. One more break. We'll get that out of the way. We'll come right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News
15. We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. We get together every Saturday morning talking about things real estate here in southeastern Minnesota, the Rochester area. And Robin, we're well into August.
And today I'm just little Miss Susie Sunshine with all kinds of positive stuff, so I might as well just add right to the top of that pile. It is time for the Gwaltney Group of Remax Results annual client appreciation
pick. Awesome.
And to those 400 people that come every year, they know that it is a good time. And you have never seen so much action packed into 2 hours, I promise you. But it is a well-oiled machine. So we hold this event out at the History Center of Olmsted County. And they have a great picnic area if you are listening and have never been. It's a huge picnic shelter. And then we bring in some shade tents. We have a big area of bingo. We have lots of activities for the kids. We have face painting. We have a balloon artist, not a balloon artist, the best one in town. And we have a really good face painter. Lots of kids games with prizes, and more prizes. And we do drawings every 15 minutes to give away gift cards. And I'm not talking about a $5 Starbucks card. I'm talking about $50 to dinner here, $75 to dinner there, maybe even a $100 one thrown in every now and then. So we're very, very generous, and we give away with the food. I mean, we put on food. We have flap noodles, ice cream. We give away approximately $10,000 in those 2 hours because we do a grand prize drawing for a $5,000 check to the winner. So it's really fun to spend that time visiting with our clients and having a fun time and giving back to those who make our success possible, because we couldn't do it without them and we appreciate it. So we do this party. It's one of the many client events that we do throughout the year for our clients, but it's one of my favorites, maybe because I love summer and I love picnics and I just love the atmosphere. But anyway,
it's a fun time. I can tell you.
Yes, you've been there as a witness. So who is invited? Anybody that's ever bought a house ever. It can be 25 years ago with any member of the Gwaltney Group, anybody who sold a house with any member of the Gwaltney Group, anybody who is currently in the process of buying or selling with the Gwaltney Group, and even anybody who is thinking about doing that with us in the future. So if you are one of those in the future people, so you clearly weren't on the list and didn't get an invite, please reach out to us and we will get your name on the list, because it is, like I said, a whole lot of fun. And this year the food is being catered in, and it is pulled pork and pulled chicken and baked beans and potato salad. And then, of course, we have cookies, and we have the flap doodles truck, and we do the cakewalk. So there's a lot of nothing bundt cakes, and those kids go crazy over those. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And we have a great DJ who is very entertaining. So we hope that, you know, we'll see you there, because each year it gets a little bit bigger, and we have been so lucky with perfect weather every single year. So hopefully, knock on wood, that part stays.
Yeah, but you have plenty of
cover anyway. Yeah, we do. It has been nice to have perfect weather, especially when kids are running around.
I remember the first year you had like an 80% chance of thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up being sunny and just gorgeous.
Perfect. Yes. Someone was definitely looking over me, that's for sure, because that's the way it's been. We have had great weather every year. So we can say that again this year.
So the date again?
Sunday. August 23rd, so it's literally 2 weeks from Sunday, so 2 weeks from tomorrow, 1:30 until 3:30 at the History Center.
Okay, and if you hadn't got the invitation, remember,
Yeah.
Contact.
Just Robin. Let me know and I will add you to the list. It's that simple, guys.
Yeah. And pulled pork and pulled chicken, perfect picnic food, if you ask me.
Yummy. Yeah. So good. So good. So will you be able to make it this year, Andy?
I think so. Yeah.
Good. Good.
Last year we were up in Duluth.
Yeah. I remember.
Because we had a grandchild coming, so we had to be away.
Yes, and now you got a one-year-old. Isn't that crazy how fast time goes?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Nuts. All right, are we out of time, or do I have time to talk about any of my listings?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead and do like two or three.
Two or three. All right. Let's say 509 3rd Avenue Northeast. Byron is a coming soon, and this little guy is a great opportunity. Talk about a great opportunity for an investor or a young family looking for a deal, because I had to talk the seller into raising his list price. I said, according to everything I see, this house is worth $250 or $260. He goes, all right, how about $200? I said, no. I said, we're going to start it at $220 and get into a bidding war. So if you want your opportunity, give me a call and I'll make sure you can get in there when we go live. But that one's at 509 3rd Avenue Northeast, Byron. Great.
All right.
Great two-bedroom, two-bath ranch, two-car garage, nice backyard, built in 1959 and has about 1,800 square feet.
Nice list price, too. Holy cow.
Yes. Yeah. It's for those who can, you know, want a home at an affordable price. And that's who he's really hoping gets it. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. Another one that is pretty brand new is 3046 River Falls Road. And this one is a two bed, two bath townhome. And it's $224,000. So another very affordable one.
Yes.
I know. I'm trying to help you all out. And here is one in Byron as well. 913 2nd Street Northwest Byron. This is a four bed, two bath, 1,976 square feet at $309,900. So there you go. Got some good affordable houses.
They are for sure.
I've got some nice, big, expensive ones too. So call me and let me know exactly what it is you're looking for. And I promise you, I will help you find it.
Okay. How do I call you, Robin?
Call me on my cell phone, 507-259-4926. I promise you I will answer it. If I'm talking to somebody else, I'll have to wait until I'm done, but then I will call you back. I had a lady call me when I was at the Twins game, and I answered, and she said, I said, hi, this is Robin. She said, the real Robin, or is this AI? I said, this is the real Robin. She goes, where are you? I said, I'm at the Twins game. And she said, and you answered my phone? I said, I absolutely do. So anyway, give me a call. I look forward to your calls. Love to help you any way that I can regarding real estate.
All right. That is the real Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Thanks for joining us on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.